Hello and welcome to The Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, writer, and planetary observer, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at veryfunnylady.com. And now this week's blog is, why do I have to share? I was standing in line at the grocery store. In front of me was a mother with her 8-year-old son. He had talked her into buying him candy, but his victory wasn't so sweet. She said, okay, I'll buy it, but you have to share. Ah, a gift with strings attached. There's always a catch, especially when you're a kid. He said, but why do I have to share? They have candy at their house. It was a question that only a child could ask with such honesty, sincerity, incredulity, and indignation. Was he being selfish or just being a kid? I believe we all feel that way. We're just taught not to say it out loud. His mother answered, if you don't share it, I'm not buying it. And there lay the gauntlet. The boy had to choose between none or some. And to his credit, he didn't answer right away. He really tried to puzzle it out. The cashier said in that conspiratorial sing-song voice that adults only have when they're talking down to children, okay, if you don't share it, I won't ring it up. The kid thought for half a minute more and then agreed, reluctantly. The cashier said, did you really have to take that long to think about it? So not only did the kid have to make a choice, he had to make it quickly. I felt for him. Sharing doesn't come naturally for humans. We have to be taught. But his mom didn't really do that. She gave her son an ultimatum. She didn't explain the value and virtue of sharing. She didn't remind him, at least not there and then at the checkout, of the times when people might have shared with them. So it's likely that when he does share his candy, it may be grudgingly. I remember how tough the sharing thing was for me as a child. Oh, who am I kidding? I still have a hard time with it now. I don't know if that makes me a horrible human being or just a human being. I do share, sometimes, because I was taught to. Whenever other kids came over to my house, I had to let them play with my toys. It was agony. My mom told me to share, but the other kids' moms hadn't always taught them how to treat other people's things with care and respect. You break my doll, and all I get is sorry? Sorry didn't put the head back on the Barbie. So I learned how to share, but I also learned how to despise having company. I wasn't completely hopeless. When I was 7 years old, a severe asthma attack sent me to the hospital. I was there for a week. The first few days were horrible. I was scared, and I cried at night for my mom and dad. The other kids would yell at me and tell me to shut up and go to sleep. I adjusted after a couple of days, mainly due to the kindness of Nurse Patty. She sat with me, spoke soothingly, and reassured me that my parents loved me and hadn't abandoned me. They brought me there to get better, and they would be back in the morning, which they were. Later that week, I woke up in the middle of the night to hear a kid crying. I knew how they felt and wanted to make it better for them the way Nurse Patty had done for me. So I climbed out of bed, went over to the new kid. We talked, and I couldn't believe she didn't have a doll or a stuffed animal to sleep with. I couldn't sleep without one. Still can't. So I shared one of mine, a plastic squirrel. It seemed to quiet her down, well, such is the power of plastic squirrels. To be clear, in my mind, this was a loan. But when I woke up the next morning, the kid and squirrel were gone. I asked around, but nobody knew anything. I was upset, but remembering how sad the girl sounded, I figured wherever she was, maybe she needed squirrel more than I did. I still had Elephant, Bear, and Dolly Jane. Still do. The least I could do was share squirrel. Would I have done that if the other little girl had her own toys? Probably not. And so I understood the boy's quandary. Why do I have to share? They have candy at their house. He had probably worked out how much candy he'd have left after a mandatory divvying. Throw in a greedy friend, there's always one, and the boy would probably have none left for later when his friends were back home with their own candy stash. But sharing isn't just something you do with those who are less fortunate. It's an act of courtesy that can demonstrate friendship, create goodwill, and build community. Lofty goals for a little kid. Look, I have my own alcohol, and yet when I go to my friend's house, she never fails to put a glass of something delicious in my hand. Clearly, her mom taught her the fine art of hospitality, and mine taught me not to go to someone's house empty-handed. Bring a bottle, a dish, a donut, something. all variations on the theme of sharing. I guess, at first, all these lessons feel like ultimatums. Do it or else. And they are. Until the time when we share our candy not because Mom told us to, but because we want to. And because someday, candy becomes food, water, medicine, energy, time, compassion, love. Lofty goals for a troubled little species.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will.